Blog Talk Radio.
Inside of me, oh, if
Hi, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. Very interesting that I pulled the same card I pulled a few days ago when we did a show. Same card, so I think that Spirit's trying to tell us something, and it's the Balance card. And, you know, when I was looking at the Balance card, which is right in front of me, it's from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue. When I was looking at the Balance card, anybody ever gone to a circus? Ever gone to a circus? And you've seen the tightrope guys or girls or women, I guess. And they have to have that balance. You know, if they don't have that balance, you know, then they fall into the net below them or worse. And so, I think what Spirit's trying to tell us today is trying to find that balance, you know, just try to find that flow of where we all, you know, we're all not the same. You know, Rose is different than me. Evelyn's different than me. And, you know, we're not all the same, but we have to find that balance in our lives for ourselves. You know, a lot of times, you know, people are juggling work and their home life and then da-da-da. And so finding balance, I think, is very important, and I believe that Spirit wants to show us that a lot of us may be off balance right now with our emotions. You know, maybe our emotions have the upper hand right now. But what we have to do is we have to learn how to find that balance in our lives. And that's very important and not always easy. But with meditation and with, you know, asking Spirit to help us, we can find that in our lives. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling me at this number, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. When calling in, you do have to push your 1. Then a little hand goes up on my switchboard, which is in front of me, and I know you want to talk to me. So it's 347-327-9316. There's a few callers ahead of you already. We'll try to get you on air with me as quick as possible. Let's go ahead and open with prayer. And there was a prayer request that came in for a friend of Rose's. They're in ICU right now. They're on life support. And their name is Robert, so we're going to remember Robert in our prayers today. And they're not sure what's going to happen. Last time Rose knew anything, he was still being helped breathing by a machine. And so we'll just remember him as we open with prayer today, okay? All right, let's go ahead and we'll say our prayer and then we'll take your calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray for Robert. I just ask that you would just help him right now. And Father, Mother, God, just move in his life, whatever your will is, if that's what we want. And Father, Mother, God, I've seen people that have been on life support, and they've come off of life support, and they're still living. And so whatever your will is, that's what we're asking for. Father, Mother, God, also I just ask that you would just help me completely and absolutely move out of the way today and become that vessel that you always use on this program, and I thank you so much for that. Right now I also turn my focus to the listeners of this program, and I ask that you would just help them and meet their needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever needs they have today, that you would meet them, bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and say hello to Amber. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Hello?
How can I help? Yes, how can I help you?
I was calling in regards to if you could pick up on anything in regards to my intuition, just anything that, like, Spirit has to say to me.
Okay. You're very intuitive. Why do you doubt that? I mean, I feel like that you doubt that a little bit. Why are you doubting that?
I don't know. It's not that I doubt it. I just don't know how to use it. Like
how to open up to it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one thing. Do you do any meditation? Do you do meditation, or try?
I'm trying. I'm looking into doing it. Like how to go about it.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, one thing that I do sometimes, I'll go to YouTube and I'll. a YouTube full of guided meditations and stuff like that. So, you know, that's a resource that you could check out. You know, they even actually have meditations for opening up your intuition. YouTube has whatever you want. It's there. So, but I would recommend that. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you. But I really feel like that as you go forward in this year, I really feel like that your intuition is going to get stronger and that you are going to be able to work with it. And you're going to be able to know how you pick up. Everybody picks up different. Like with me, a lot of times I'll pick up spirits. You know, first of all, I just feel a presence around me. And then I hear them or I see them, whatever the case may be. And everybody picks up different. I mean, I've had many different mediums on this program, and you know, everybody picks up differently, they read differently, and what, you know, I would do is just, you know, just open up, and what, when I first started, I'll just give you a clue, when I first started, I would, you know, if the phone rang, I would say, okay, this is so-and-so calling, and then most of the time I was right, you know, so, you know, there's ways of just doing that, or, you know, you just feel like somebody's going to come to the house, and you say, hey, you know, I think somebody's coming over. That's intuition. I think a lot of times we get things confused and we think it's this and that. And, you know, when we just know stuff, that's intuition. That's what I believe in. Anyhow, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick and see what Spirit wants to say to you. I would stay focused on your gifts. I got the focus card right in front of me telling me that. Just really focus right now. And listening to a Spirit, you know, I really feel like that Spirit's going to come to you a lot in your dreams. Do you dream a lot? Do you pay attention to your dreams?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. And another thing, I feel like some kind of celebration is coming up. Is there a wedding or something coming up? Do you know if anybody's getting married? Because I feel like you're going to get an invitation to a wedding.
A baby shower, not a wedding, that I know of.
Okay, a baby shower. Okay. Yeah, because I have the celebration card, and I feel like that there, you know, you'll be picking up stuff. I don't think that you're, you know, ready to scope the people and say, hey, I'm picking up this about you, but you know, the one thing that I do on a constant basis is when I'm around people, you know, I try to see if I'm picking up something, you know, and just, you know, how am I feeling about people, you know, what's going on with me. So, but I you know, I feel like that this year for you is going to be a celebration as well. You know, I feel like that things are going to really definitely start opening up for you. Okay? Does that help you?
Hey, very cool. Yes, thank you very much.
All right. And you had your dad that wanted to talk to me. Is that correct?
Yes. Hold on one moment. I'll pass the phone over.
Okay.
How you doing, Michael? My name's Danny.
Hi, Danny. How can I help you today?
I have one question for you. Who is communicating spiritually to me in my house?
Okay. I'm picking up that it's a female. I'm not sure who this is, but I'm picking up female energy. This could be, you know, the first impulse I get here is like a grandmother or something like that that is communicating with you. This would be on your mother's side. But I definitely get that kind of a feel, like a grandmother feel. Does that make any sense to you? But definitely around you a lot.
That definitely does make sense. Most definitely, because that's not the first time it's been told.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know exactly what she's trying to say. She's not really actually talking to me and communicating through me. I don't think that she likes a go-between person. A lot of times it's really interesting. Spirits on the other side, if, you know, they were very communicative here, you know, they want that one-on-one conversation. And what I would do, just like I just told your daughter, you know, just open up to that. You know, just say, hey, you know, I know somebody's here, you know, and just ask, you know, what do you want to say to me? Because it is a family member, you know, otherwise I wouldn't be just telling you to talk to that, you know, because you have to try spirits, because sometimes, you know, other spirits sneak in and try to mess with us and play around. But this is family member, so I would just ask what she wants. You know, if this is the second time or a few times that somebody said that she's around, she's definitely trying to get your attention. So, Is there a job change with you, or why would I have you quit a job recently, or why am I picking up something about job?
Well, it's not necessarily a job change. Well, yeah, I'm in my fourth year now that I started my own business.
Okay, that might be what
so
she's
that
picking
is,
up.
That is,
yeah,
okay.
And that's going to pick up. I feel like that this year you're going to see an increase in business in that. I feel like it's been a little sluggish here and there, but I feel like you're going to see a pickup in that as you go into this year. This year is just starting, so I definitely see a pickup on that.
That sounds just about accurate, too, because there's been a lot of talk as far as work this year. So I would tell you right on there, sir.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, go ahead.
Very good. Thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and give you the call-in number again. It is 347-327-9316. You can set up full readings with me at www.insightswithmichael.com. You'll find a link to that right here on our Blog Talk show page. And it's www.insightswithmichael.com. Let's talk to Evelyn. You're on air with me.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
I'm going to be making a move this weekend, and along with that move, I was wondering, do you see that I will be commuting back to the location at for job-wise, or do you see me getting to be a transfer so I don't have to travel so far?
I feel like you're going to get a transfer. That's my first response, and so I'm going to go with that. When I second-guess myself, that's where I start messing up. So I'm going to say you're going to get a transfer with this job. And this move's going to go pretty easy for you as well. I mean, it's not going to be a hard move. So it's going to go easier than some of your other moves in the past. But definitely see a transfer in your job.
We're supposed to be getting the keys today. You do see me getting the keys today, do you?
Hold on that, because I felt like that there was – hold on for just a second. I had two different answers. I had a yes and a no. So let's see which one of these are right. I don't know why I got a yes and a no. So let me I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap in a little more. Okay. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that you should have the keys later on today.
Okay.
I would say yes on that.
Okay.
Yeah, it would help a whole lot better if you had the keys to the property you're moving into. So yeah.
Well, I've taken the last 3-4 days off to move, and it's like I keep thinking we're going to get the keys any day, but our end date was today. But it's like, well, what are they waiting for? The 24th hour? I'm starting to get really panicky.
Yeah. There's been a little delay on their part. Some things came up unexpected on their part. That's what I'm feeling. I don't feel like that this is personal towards you, but I understand if you're waiting for somebody and, you know, this is a big thing for you guys. You know, I understand your little bit of fear there, but I'm saying by the later part of today, you're going to have that. There's just something that came up on their end unexpected and, you know, they had to deal with it. And so, they're a little chaotic right now, but I would say the keys are coming. So.
Okay, good. And the move's going to go well, and then I'd be able to get that job transfer so I don't have to commute so far. Right now I'm going to have to commute.
I don't see you having to commute very far at all, actually. So,
do you see that somebody will help me with the transfer real quick, or is it something I'm going to have to do on my own?
I feel like you're going to have to put in for it or something like that. I keep feeling like you have to fill out something. I keep seeing like a paper that you have to sign or something like that on this. So I would definitely see that. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, great. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you? Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I could complain, but, you know, sometimes I think that we get in life and, you know, we have those little hiccups and, you know, we think, you know, when we have those little hiccups in our life, sometimes they look like gigantic mountains and, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're not that big. You know, there's nothing bigger than the spirit within us, so we have to focus on that. So do you have a question or you just want to talk to me?
Well, I could talk to you, but I do have a question. Well, actually, two.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Me and my daughter have smelled cigarette smoke in our house, and I wanted to
know
who is
that?
You
have a spirit in your house. I can actually feel it. I don't know who that is yet. I might pick that up as we continue to talk here. But I will tell you, I do. It is a male presence. I will tell you it's a male presence. And it doesn't have any intention of hurting you or her. You know, I don't know exactly why it's there. Well, like I said, we might pick that up as we talk here a little bit longer. But I definitely, you know, picking up something around you. It feels like it's right behind you at the moment because I feel a presence right now. But like I said, it has no intention of hurting you or there to do any harm. So that's a good thing. Otherwise, I'd be like, okay, we got to sage that place right now and, you know, be like calling on our angels and be all kinds of things we'd be doing right now. But I feel like you had another question. Did I lose you?
Hello? No, I'm here.
Hi. Okay. Yeah, did you have another question?
Oh, yeah. What messages are you picking up from Spirit as far as my job situation?
Okay, are you thinking about changing jobs? Or are you working at the moment?
I'm working, but
you're not
actively looking.
yeah, you're not very happy at work. It's like you dread, you know, even thinking about going there. Does that make sense to you? Because you know, it's just like, it's just very draining right now. Because one thing that I would tell you, Connie, is it just feels like something draining your energy. I can almost feel it. It's just like this. It's like a vacuum cleaner, and something is just sucking your energy. And do you feel that? Do you feel like that the last couple of days? I mean, it's just like the last few days, there's just a because I can tell it with your energy by talking to you. And right now it just feels like something's really on your mind or something's eating at you, something like that. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're not it doesn't sound like you're the happy, happy Connie that I usually talk to, because it just feels like there's something, something
just
pulling on you.
Just my finances. I mean, I try not to stress out about it, but you really, sometimes you really can't help it, you know, and I'm trying to stay in the positive mind frame, and a job that's had all the keywords I wrote down on my wish list and I prayed about it, was in the job description. I wasn't selected for the position. So it's taken its toll on me a little bit, and that's probably – well, that has a lot to do with my energy level.
Right, yeah. And I can totally relate to that. I totally understand that. You know, but I really feel like that there's going to be a change here in your finances in a positive way. As you go out of January into February, I feel like that there's going to be a positive, you know, with work. I feel like that something's going to open up for you in February. I feel like that's going to open up for you. You know, I think January is just this test month for a lot of us where, you know, it just feels like things not moving like they should be. You know, I think a lot of us came into this year really expecting something to be happening right away. And because it's not happening right away, we're a little discouraged. We're like, oh, here we go again. You know, it's like, you know.
I'm one of those people.
So,
yep.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, but, you know, I really do believe that things are going to open up for you. And, you know, and by the end of the year, You know, you're going to look back and you're going to say, wow, what a wonderful year this has been. But it's starting out a little sluggish, you know, and you know, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier before the show, and we were talking about, you know, how things are not moving, you know, like we expected, you know. And I think that a lot of times we have these, we put these human expectations on spirit, and spirit doesn't move like that, you know, doesn't move, you know, like we can't just get a whip and say, okay, spirit, do this, you know. Spirit moves in its time, and that's not always on our timeline. And I feel like that's what's going on right now with you. But I definitely do see a break in your finances this year. I can definitely give you, like, I can't say, okay, it's going to happen on this day or this day, but I can tell you that it's happening really soon. So, you know, don't get discouraged. You know, your finances are going to get better. So, and your intuition is picking up too. You are definitely working on that. So, definitely see that working with you as well. So.
Yes, I have been trying. I do have a question. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I guess you have to try each method, but is there a preference over meditating first thing in the morning over meditating before you go to sleep at night? Is that right way,
a
wrong way, good time, bad time? Okay.
Yeah, I try to do both. You know, at night, I go through meditation time where I protect myself because our subconscious mind is always working. So, you know, I usually cover myself with white light and say, hey, you know, spirit, watch over my subconscious mind because, you know, otherwise it just runs rampant and stuff like that. So I do that meditation. I find for myself, I pick up better meditative, like in the before I start my day, because I don't have all the chaos of the day, you know, at night. Because, I mean, at night you have all the stuff that's happened that day, and maybe, you know, you're rushing around and you just don't have the time. So I try to meditate first thing in the morning, but there's no right or wrong. It's just whatever works out for you. I mean, you know, works into your schedule, you know. So, like, you have to write it on a calendar and say, okay, I'm going to meditate right now. And, you know, and one thing that you're going to find when you try to meditate, it's going to be, you know, sometimes it's going to be like chaos. Your phone that has not rang all day long will start ringing. Lower energies just try to keep us from getting into that place because our minds don't want us to find that peace and that quiet. So, but, but hopefully that answers. Do you have a grandmother on the other side, on your mother's side?
No. Both of my grandmothers are still here.
Okay, because I'm getting a grandmother-like feel. Would there be anybody like that was like a grandmother? Because I keep picking that up around you. Okay, all right. Okay. We're just going to let that go then, because that might be somebody else I'm picking up or whatever that's falling through here. Because I keep picking up a woman presence around you, so but I'm not sure what that is at this moment. So, but I appreciate you calling in. So.
Okay. Oh, I do want to say that I did speak to the smoker, and I asked you know, not to smoke because I did not like the smell of cigarette smoke, and I haven't smelled it in a while. So if he's behind me, that's fine, as long as I don't smell the cigarette smoke.
As long as he's not blowing smoke at you anymore,
yeah.
So that's a good. Yeah, because that is a smell that you definitely can pick up on. I remember one time I went to a place that they had like a ghost turd-like thing, and I went and definitely picked up in this one room. They said, you know, you might pick up cigarette smoke, and definitely when I walked in, you could smell it. And there was nobody smoking in the house because it's against the law for them to have people smoking. So, yeah, you know, and that's, you know, a lot of times we do pick up, you know, with smells, you know, perfumes, stuff like that. So, but, yeah,
okay.
I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and give you the call number one more time in case you just tuned in. 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. You can also set up full readings at www.insightswithmichael.com. My readings are affordable, I believe so, anyhow, so check it out. And, you know, a lot of times I think, you know, we look at prices and we think, man, you know, that's a little cheap, you know, things like that. But, you know, I do my very best to give you a quality, accurate reading as best I can. And my accuracy is pretty good, so if I do say so myself. All right, let's go ahead and go to Rose. Rose is on it. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Michael. I just want to know if you could pull a couple cards for me or give me a general reading, something of that nature, please.
Okay. Yeah, let me. I was going to pull some cards, and then I heard something else, and so I'm going to be quiet for just a second.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't know what to ask for, so I figured I would just throw it out there and see what you felt.
Okay. Yeah, because the one thing that I keep hearing in my head, and I'm just going to go with what I'm picking up and what I'm feeling, and they're saying don't surrender. It's like you've been in a battle, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And Spirit's saying don't surrender, don't put that white flag out there. You know a lot of times when we're in the heat of the battle, you know. Like with our finances, I know, you know, a little bit about what's going on with you and stuff like that, and you're, you know, you worry about that, just like, you know, Connie was mentioning, you know, her finances. I think, you know, we all worry about that, and I think, you know, it's easy for us sometimes to think, you know, what's the use? You know, nothing is changing, nothing is moving, you know, stuff like
right.
that. But what I always see and what I always know is that things are going to open up, you know, and that's what I keep telling myself. You know, I said, hey,
right.
you know, because right now it feels like everything's on a standstill, but it's not. I feel like the gigantic door is about to open for you, Rose, and blessings are going to start flowing for you. So what Spirit's saying today is, you know, don't give up. You know, I know that, you know, a lot of times it's a struggle, and you know, it's sort of like, you know, and somebody I'm from the other side is saying, hey, don't give up. You know, I'm right with you. You know, we talked a little bit before the show about, you know, our special friend that's on the other side. And
right.
so, you know, I feel like her presence is coming in saying, hey, you know, don't give up, you know. And that's the message for you today. Don't give up. So.
Great. Okay, thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, no problem. And I don't see you moving. I don't see a move right away.
You know,
so I
have been wrestling with that so much because I really don't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, because yeah, and so what I would do, just tell Spirit that, you know, say, hey, you know, I don't want to do that. You know, if it's the last resort, you know, it's the last resort. But you know, sometimes we have to do stuff we, you know, don't always want to do. You know, Spirit knows best, but you know, I don't see a move, not right away. So, all right.
Okay, that made me feel better. Okay, thank you.
All
I
right.
hope your day is wonderful.
Thank you, Rose. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and try to get some more people on here with me really quick. Francis, you're calling for me? Hi.
Hi. What are you picking up regarding an inheritance I will be getting probably sometime by the end of the year?
I feel like
or
it's
maybe
going
even
to be by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just saying circumstances surrounding it. I mean, is it going to be... I'm a grandchild, and I think there might have
right.
to be some legalities with my uncle, and I just want to know what energy.
I feel like it's going to go smoother than you think. I think that your head is coming up with a whole bunch of stuff that's not going to happen, you know, so I would just trust Spirit because I don't really see, any really big hiccups on this. So I don't see any problems with you having this inheritance. I mean, they've wanted you to have this, so you know, I believe that it's going to work out in your behalf. So, okay.
Okay. Can I ask you another? I have a spirit in my property, and I was just wondering what you pick up on it. It did try to come up on me.
Okay. All right.
This is
so
a home I'm selling.
Okay, so this spirit has been aggressive? Is that what you're saying?
You know, it was the first time that it had kind of jumped. I had like a little pain on my upper left area, you know, and it was interesting because it kind of jumped on that area. But I'm an avid meditator, so I didn't have any problem getting rid of it. I haven't had any problems since with it. I just was wondering if you still, what you pick up on it.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's around anymore. I feel like that you dealt with it, so I don't sense it. I just wanted to be sure, but I don't sense it. I don't see it around.
Okay. So you feel spiritually I'm vibrating high enough to rid those?
You're definitely very intuitive. You vibrate very high, and so just continue doing that. The meditation really does help. And it is the key for all of us. You're pretty well protected. You're watched over pretty well. So.
Okay, great. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye. Okay, let's talk to Ann. I haven't talked to Ann for a while. So hi, Ann.
Yeah, Michael. I'm glad to see you back. I've been looking for you, and I just happened to
turn
my computer on. There you were. Anyway. You were talking about being stuck. Well, believe it or not, I'm still stuck here, and I've been showing my property. Nothing's been moving. My finances have really hit bottom, and I'm worried about paying my mortgage this month. And I'm wondering if anything's going to start moving forward. My health isn't so good yet either, so I'm so busy here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like I was talking earlier, I don't know if you heard me earlier, you know, I feel like that, you know, in January a lot of us came into this year thinking, you know, things are going to move like bam, bam, bam.
Right.
And what I feel like with you, Ann, particularly, you know, I feel really good about February for you. I really feel like as you go into February for you has really good energy. I'm getting all excited when I'm even tapping into it for you. I'm getting like a tingly sensation, which means to me that that's a positive change that's coming for you. So what I would do is just start manifesting, you know, better health, you know, selling the property, you know, getting that financial help that you want, because I definitely see that happening for you. So, you know, the one thing that you can't afford to do right now, Ann, is get discouraged. I know that you're getting a little discouraged. You know, this has been an uphill battle for you. And so,
I'm forced to sell because everything's going up and everything that comes in the mail says increase,
The one thing that I feel like is blocking your property from selling is because you have this, you know, you're feeling like you have to sell, and you have this thing that says, hey, you know, I don't really want to sell. So I feel like that, you know, you got to decide, hey, you know, this is what spirit wants for me, because I believe it is. I believe that there's something better for you, and so. If you're playing tug of war, you know, with your thoughts saying, hey, you know, I feel like I have to sell, you know, and you don't want to sell, then you're putting out a vibe that says, hey, I don't want to sell my home. It's not selling. Yeah.
Well, my main concern right now is I'm just trying to scout around, and I'm not really seeing the affordableness and the location. I'm wondering if you pick up anything.
Right.
About where I will eventually go.
I don't have that. I'm not picking up anything right away with that. I feel like it's not very far from where you are now.
Right,
they're saying it's not far from. Yeah, it's not far from where you are. It's almost like in the same area or something like that. I keep picking that
up. A big community around me, and I was thinking of renting kind of if the prices dropped a little, if I could go in the same community. You know, I have to cut expenses. That's the main reason I'm leaving, because I have to.
Yeah,
you know.
yeah, Yeah, you have to cut it somewhere. I would say it's because they keep saying that's within where you are. I keep hearing, and they are spirit. You know, they keep saying, it's in the same area, so it's not very far.
Figure out how I'm going to get my two cats there because one is an outdoor cat. So it's like, how am I going to do all this? You know, my mind is just going crazy.
Your mind, and that's the thing. Your mind is just playing games with you right now and just running rampant.
Yeah.
I would get out of my head and into spirit, which is in the center of you, and do that. So hopefully that helps you. I got to move on, but I appreciate you calling in, Ann.
So much. I'm glad you're back. I missed you, and many blessings to you as well. Thanks for being here for all of us.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank
bye.
You. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's go ahead with Kelly. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Yeah, it's Kelly. Thank you for having me. It's been a rough couple of years, and I'm just wondering if you're pulling up anything positive change or trying to move, if that's going to happen.
Okay, did you say you were trying to move? Is that what you said?
Yeah, my husband's military. We've been trying to move, but it all of a sudden ends up getting stalled out at some point. So I'm hoping that will happen sooner than later. Can you make a statement for that?
Yeah, I do feel like there's a move, but it's out a little bit, and I don't know what out means, how far out this is. Timelines can be very tricky. But I do feel like there is a move. I feel like it could be related with, you know, his service or something like that. But I do feel like that there is a move for you guys. How far this is out, I don't know that. You know, I would say possibly at the end of this year or at the beginning of next year. That's what I'm feeling. That could be sooner or later. Like I said, the timeline on this is very tricky for some reason. I think it has to do with his job, you know, and what he does. That is why it's so tricky. But I do feel like that this year is going to be more settling for you, where you're going to have that peace and that security. I just definitely feel that for you. But it feels like it's going to be where things start settling down for you. It looks like about February or March where things start settling down with you emotionally. I feel like your emotions have a tendency of going up and down a lot. Does that make any sense to you?
Lately, just since we've been stationed where we are now, it just hasn't been a good move on many different levels. So.
Because the
area has a lot to do with it.
Because it's just like you're trying to fit into a slot where you guys just don't fit. You just don't fit there. And so Spirit's going to move you on out of there, but I don't have a timeline on that. But, you know, it's just you're not in a very good environment. The energy there just seems very sluggish, and it's just not a very good energy that's there.
I think it's just the whole area.
Yeah, it's just the whole area.
Yeah, I agree. I was just hoping it would end soon. That was my prayer. let me go to the next stage, please. All right.
I feel like you will. Yeah. So hopefully that helps you, okay?
Thank you. It does. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Michelle. Hold on. My switchboard is not cooperating with me at the moment. There we go. All right. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
I'm calling about my relationship, and the person's name is Michael. My name is Michelle, so I'm trying to find out what's going on in our relationship.
Okay. Has there been a lot of confusion lately with it? It just feels like somebody's not communicating. Okay. Because I'm getting that he's not communicating. Is he talking to you, or what's going on there? Why would I pick up?
We had a big blow up, so we're not talking.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you when I'm picking up, and you know, I sort of just feel like that this is done. You know, I just feel like that this is over. Does that make any sense to you? I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's just what I'm picking up.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry to tell you that, but
pop up again or nothing like that.
I don't feel that right now. It just has this feel to me that it's done, and so I'm really sorry I had to tell you that.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie in Kansas. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
How's it going today?
I'm doing all right.
I have a lot of stuff that's been popping up for me as well as like a lot of people. And it's stuff that it really surprised me because I didn't expect some of these fears. It's like a very almost a primitive type fear that has been kind of popping up at night, and not one that I had really recognized since I was very young.
Okay. You need to ask at night, especially before you go to bed, and you need to cleanse your room as well. But the one thing that I would tell you is at night, just ask Archangel Michael to watch over you and your guardian angel to watch over you and just to protect you. And I feel like that this energy that is trying to mess with you is not as strong as it's trying to present itself as. A lot of times lower energies they want to make us believe that they're really big when they're not that big at all. And that's what I feel like is going on here. I do feel like it's an earthbound spirit. So what I would do is just try to help it cross over towards the light. But it does feel very earthbound to me. I don't feel like it's trying to hurt you in any way. It just does. It is trying to get your attention, and just trying to get some help is what I'm picking up. And so, I would try to get it to cross over and stuff like that. So, all right?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Diane in Florida. Hello.
Hi, Michael. I don't really have a
question.
Can you draw me a card or maybe a message from the other side?
It's funny, I was grabbing the cards before you were even talking, so I was just like, first say, hey, grab the cards and shuffle them and let's see what happens. So we're going to throw some cards out here. My dog Angel is trying to help out, but she can't. She's trying to jump up here and trying to pick some cards for you.
Aww.
So sometimes she thinks that she's very intuitive and she wants to help out. Ideas and inspiration are really going to be coming into play here. The one thing that I feel like with you is you keep telling me that you need to write about your adventures, write about your struggles, write about that. And I feel like that there's a book that's going to come out of all this stuff that you're going through. And I feel like it's going to be very inspirational for other people to read that. Another card I picked is a miracle card. I feel like that things are really definitely going to be breaking free for you this year, where things have been tied up. It feels like there has been some blocks spiritually along the road, but I feel like that this year you're not going to have that so much, and you're really going to start manifesting things. You're going to be, you speak it out and you're going to get it. It's like, hey, I want this. Next thing you're going to know, it's there. So you're definitely moving more into manifestation energy this year. So just be really careful what you speak out, because whatever you speak out, you're going to get. So if you're thinking negative, guess what you're going to get? Negative. And so be really careful what you're thinking about, what's coming out of your mouth, stuff like that. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, that sounds good. You got the miracle card, huh? And, just wondering, I guess I'm going to just have to ask for help in publishing the book, because I can write it, and I've got a whole trilogy. I've got more than one. Because now
right.
I have five. I only had four.
Right.
But now I have five. So I really need someone who wants to move forward and help me get these books published.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you need to get them out there. So. All right.
Yeah.
I appreciate you
calling.
Thank
you very much.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think I can squeeze another call in here. So let's go ahead and talk to Sue really quick. We're about out of time. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling, I guess, probably drawing a card for me. I'm trying to move to a different employer, and because the one I'm in now is very stagnant. So I'm just seeing what you're picking up.
Yeah, I definitely see a change for you, I would say, by the end of February. That's what I'm picking up. That's what I'm going to stick with. I would, by the end of February, there should be a change.
Something better?
A lot better. Yeah.
Okay.
Where you're not feeling, stuck and just frustrated and stuff like that. So you're definitely going to be moving into something that it feels like a job where you're really going to meet a lot of different people and stuff like that and really help a lot of people. So hopefully it helps you. So, okay.
Good. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, anybody want to set up full readings with me? I do have time to do those today, or you can set them up for tomorrow, www.insightswithmichael.com. Let's try to squeeze in one more call here really quick. Yolanda, you're on air with me because I'm running out of time.
Yes.
Hi.
I was calling to see if you picked up anything on my current relationship.
I feel like it's going to work out. Have you guys been having some problems? I mean, like with it feels there's something going on, like an undercurrent or something like that. Something with him or something with business or something. I don't know what that says.
Financially. Is that what you mean?
Financially, okay. Yeah, that's possibly what they're trying to show me because they kept showing me suits and ties. And to represent business to me. That could be, bankers and things with that, with financially. As far as the relationship goes, I feel like it will work out for you as you go into this year where things get a little better for you guys.
Okay. So do you
okay.
see me marrying this person?
Down the line, yeah. I don't know how far down the line, but they said down the line. So I don't know. I don't know what that is. The spirit. That could be this year. That could be next year. But I would say it's not past next year. I mean, I feel like it's in between. It's either this year or next year.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your
All right.
time.
Thank you. Oh, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're out of time. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody, but we're just out of time today. I got about 4 minutes, and I just want to tell you that I love you, and I appreciate you guys so much for making Spiritual Talk Radio what you guys make it. And, it wouldn't be talk radio without you. And so I appreciate you calling in today. I do feel like that there's several people that I talked to today that you guys need full readings. There's a lot of stuff that that I might have more information. I can only do quick readings here on there. So it's totally up to you. No pressure from me, but it's www.insightswithmichael.com if you would like to set those up. And they are affordable. If you go check other prices of other readers, you'll see that they're affordable. And so I'll leave it at that. Also, if you would like to get a hold of me by email, you can always do that by writing us at youareawakening@gmail.com. That's youareawakening at, my brain just went dead, gmail.com. Have you ever just had that happen? you're talking, and all of a sudden you just like lose what you're gonna say, and I was like, whoa, okay, what just happened there? So that happens a lot when you're dealing with spirit and your stuff like that. You just go, what's going on with me? So we just gotta trust spirit. You know, one thing that I would do is over the weekend, we'll probably be on air sometime over the weekend. I don't know exactly when. But, you know, the one thing that I would tell you over the weekend, just be open to spirit. You know, just in those meditative states, meditation time, you know, just really open up to spirit and just let spirit speak to you. Because I really feel like that spirit wants to bless us this weekend in a major way. So, all right, we're done, and I'm going to say goodbye. And so we're going to go ahead and close out with a song here in a minute. You guys have a great weekend. Like I said, I'll probably talk to you sometime this weekend. Looks like maybe Sunday I'll be on there. Maybe Connie will be with me, and she hasn't been on with me for a while. So Connie, heads up, might be with me on Sunday. And I don't know when Sunday, I would say probably right now it looks like probably about 3:30 will be on. So we'll just go with that, 3:30 Sunday. Right. Continue to pray for me. I would appreciate it. Continue to pray for my family. We all need prayer. And so just pray that I always make the right decisions where the show is concerned. You know, this program, I feel like, is a ministry instead of just some radio show that I do. So I don't take it lightly. So I try to make the best decisions that I can. I'm human, and as long as we're human, we're going to have those imperfections every once in a while. And so, you know, we just don't get hung up on the imperfections. We do our best to keep moving forward. So, all right, before I lose you guys, let me say you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. I appreciate you listening. We're ticking down on time. And so thank you again for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, being a part of my life and sharing your life with me. All right, talk to you guys later. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and close out with a song. Thanks, Rose, for your help. Bye-bye.
I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself
live passionate and free. I give my